The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, the Amen.
Daf Pedal, today we're going to the Enun Nishmat. ברד זקנתי יפה בת שרה ולנושמת אבי אברהם בן אסתר וחשם תלחם בגן עדן אמת לידה ונצל לפועה שלום משה בן נראה עדן רפא נדור פתרם פתרם פתוק רבה ברכים ינסון ונאמר אמי ויגן תרייז דף על פי גימל עמוד שני and we are 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom Tanya We have a braita, Rabbi Dastai ben Yehuda Omer, Ayin tachat Ayin, it says eye for an eye in the Pasuk, Mamon. So we know that's referring to Mamon, money. So Gemara says, Ata Omer Mamon, you say it's money. U'eno ela Ayin mamash. Maybe it means eye for an eye, maybe it means actual eye. Amart, Haresh aita eno shel ze gedola, ve'eno shel ze ketana. Let's say, the guy damaged, the guy who has a big eye. And the damager has a small eye. How am I going to fulfill the bazook? They're already different size eyes. So in that case, I'll say, you pay money. But in the cases where the eyes are the same size, maybe you pay eye for an eye.
The Torah amra mishpat echad yelachim.
It's got to be an even law. Mishpat echad.
Mishpat eshave lekolichim.
You cannot start saying, this guy pays an eye, this guy pays money. It's got to be across the board.
Amre, my kushya.
So the Kavad Gemara says, what's the question?
Dilma nehora shakil mine, nehora amar rahmana nishkol mine.
No, maybe you don't look at the eye, you look at the vision. By blinding him, bottom line, he took away vision in one eye. So you take away vision in one eye. That's mishpat tahat. So maybe ayin tahat ayin means eye for an eye. And don't judge the size of the eye. Look at the result of the damage. And that's considered the vision. Because if you're not going to say this,
katan sharag et agadon. Meaning you have a midget that killed a big guy.
He's a gadol. The midget's also, he's hayav. He's a small little guy. So he killed a big guy. Right?
The gadol sharag et agadol, the opposite. A gadol killed a midget. Hechi katlinan le. How are you going to kill him? HaTorah amra mishpat achat yelachem. Mishpat ashave lekulichem.
And therefore, what's the problem over here? How are you going to kill him?
Because he's big and he's small.
Right, because the different sizes over there.
Yeah.
Right? Because it says the pasuk nefesh tachat nefesh. So he's going to come to tell me what? That it's you can't kill this guy because you're killing him. He's bigger, or he's smaller. So what are you going to do in such a case? And you're not going to say, "Oh, you only kill when they're equal, and when they're not equal, not." Because the Torah says, "Mishpat achat." You know. So what's the pshat then? Why it doesn't matter the size of the person that got killed? You took his neshama. We take his neshama. I don't care about the size. Therefore, I can learn ayin ta'at ayin, really eye for an eye. You took the eye, and you take the eye. Okay.
So who says it's money?
Interesting.
Hence, it's not a conclusive proof, this brata.
Correct. That an eye for an eye means money.
Correct. You tried to bring a ra'ayah. Eye for eye is money. If that's your ra'ayah, I could argue with you.
Exactly. Continue. Tanya Ida, another writer. Bishwam ben Yochai Omer, Ayin tahat Ayin, Mamon. Ata Omer, Mamon. Again, you say it's money. You know, Ela Ayin Mamash. Back to the story. Haresh Ayas Someh. Let's say a guy was blind already. Vesimeh. And he blinded somebody. What do you do to him? Kiteya. He already didn't have an arm. Vekita. And he cut somebody's arm off. Hegir. He already was lame. Vehegir. Right? So what are you going to say? Oh, in that case over there, it's money. But in other cases, you pay eye for an eye. Again, Amre, says, Ifshar, which means where it's possible, it's possible. Which means where it's possible, go for an eye for an eye. So all cases are going to be equal. Echad lo ifshar, lo ifshar upatrinan le.
Wow.
Which means, and maybe they go with patur. Which means, could be only when the guy could fulfill eye for an eye. That's what the Torah says. And if the guy doesn't have an eye already, so maybe it will be patur. And then it's mishpat shaveh. Which means either you take eye for an eye, or you take nothing. That's not this guy you get payment, this guy you get money. No, it's mishpat shaveh lekulechem. When it's viable, it's eye for an eye in all cases. When it's not viable, there's no payment. That's mishpat shaveh lekulechem. You're not splitting the case. Sometimes you pay an eye, sometimes you pay money. Maybe that's the pshat. And the Gemara proves it that should make sense. Why? The ilo temahache, because you're not going to say this. Terefa sharak et hashalem. Let's say you have a person that is a terefa. What does it mean? He himself is a terefa. He has a wound, a blemish in him that renders him a terefa. Let's say he would not live for more than 12 months. Okay, and he killed a healthy guy, a shalem. Mai avdin ale. What are you going to do to him over here? Which is, what are you going to say over here? The terefa that killed a shalem, Rashi, hai gavra katilahu. Wait, this guy already is dead. Yeah. The guy that killed is a dead man. When you're going to testify against this guy, right? Two witnesses come along and say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. Reuven is a terefa. This type of testimony would never be accepted in Beit Din, because it's testimony that is not subject to the law of hazama. Why? Okay, let's say these two witnesses over here were lying on Reuven. Right, two other witnesses come along and say, you were with us. Would we kill it? Would we kill these two witnesses? No, because they were trying to kill somebody that was dead already. A terefa, we consider him dead already. So we have a law. Edim that you cannot subject to the law of Hazama is not considered an edut. So therefore, in this case over here, a terefa that kills a shelema, we know we're not going to do anything. And still what? Ela hecha de ifshar, ifshar, hecha de lo ifshar, lo ifshar. Which means, inechaname, upatrinan, upatrinan le. Which means, in the case where the guy's a terefa, inechaname, that's lo ifshar, it'll be patur. But in the case where it's ifshar, we'll kill him. Same thing over here. Where the guy has an eye, hecha de ifshar, take out his eye. Where he doesn't have, where he's blind already, lo ifshar, so therefore be poterim. Just like you do it by murder. In case where it's lo ifshar, he gets off the hook, because sedim shiate yachod azima. And when it's possible, so you kill the murderer. So therefore, you have no da'aya. Maybe I'll tell you, ayin tahat ayin really is eye for an eye. Maybe it's literal. No? So Gemara says, the Beit Bishmael Tana, we have in the Beit Bishmael Bishmael, another subject on this. Amar Kera, Ken Yinatin Bo. Oh, says, guy gives a boom to his friend. Ken Yinatin Bo. Right? So too it'll be given to him. So Gemara says, Ve'en nitina ela mamon. So when it says the word nitina, it's referring to what? And nitina meaning it's a compensation of money. Devar nitan. That's the money he has to pay. Okay? Ela me'ata. Oh, so you're learning, when it says yiten in the pasuk, yiten is money? Ka'ashir yiten mum be'adam. When it says in the pasuk, ka'ashir yiten mum be'adam. Now he's giving a mum. Oh, maybe you'll tell me the yitin he's giving is what? Hachinami de mamonu? Meaning what? You damaged him monetarily? Which is, okay, you see yitin mum, we understood what?
He hit him.
Gave him a blemish. But now you tell him, oh, yitin is money. So we go, kashi yitin mum, so what? You gave him a monetary damage? So Gemara says, Amre de bidi bishma'el, kla yitira darshi. No, we have extra derasha here. Why? What does it say? The pasuk mechli, ketiv. The ishki yitin mum ba'amito. Guy gives a mum to his friend. Kasher asa ken yaselo. Like he did, they do to him. Ken yinaten bo lamali. Which means we have another pasuk. You got all these pasukim over here. One pasuk is in Vayikra Chavdal pasuk Chaf, and one is pasuk Yitet. What the pasuk? It's two pasukim back to each other. I'll read you the both pesukim so you understand what's going on here. The ishki yitin mum ba'amito kasher asa ken yaselo. And the next pasuk says kasher yitin mum ba'adam ken yinaten lo. We're reading two pesukim. One says like he did, they do to him. And then it says like he did, that's what I give. So therefore, what do you need? Kasher yaseh and kasher yinaten shma'mina mamon. Oh, it's coming. Teach me what that the kasher yaseh is really referring to nitina, which is money. Oh. Kasher yiten mum ba'adam lamali. Also, what do we need that pasuk for? Already you told me the pasuk that says the ish ki. It says already the pasuk kasher yiten. It says the ish ki yiten mum ba'amito. In pasuk after yutet, it says the ish ki yiten mum ba'amito. What do I need another pasuk that says kasher yiten mum ba'adam? How that's two pasuk that are teaching me the same thing. I need the ba'am mechtav ken yinaten bo ketiv nami kasher yiten mum. Be'adam. The Gemara says, you're right. Since already it said, Ken yinaten bo, it wrote also, Kasher yitin mum ba'adam. Because in that pasuk, in pasuk yud, in pasuk chaf, it says, Kasher yitin mum ba'adam, Ken yinaten bo. The main derashan is pasuk is Kasher yitin, the main part is Ken yinaten bo. To teach me what? Yinaten is that it's money. So once already we said yinaten bo, it wrote the first part also, Kasher yitin mum ba'adam. But the main thing is, according to the Bishmael, this derasha is from the word nitina, that what? It is indeed a monetary payment. Good. Deber bichayatana. Amar kera, mo pesukim. Yad biyad. Okay, well, let's get this pasuk good. It says, lo tachos enecha nefesh benefesh, ayin ba'ayin, shen b'shen, yad biyad, regel b'regel. It's in Devarim. Okay? Hand for hand. Oh, so the Gemara is doing this. Not hand for hand. Davara nitan miyad liyad, an item that's transferred from hand to hand. Now, this person was talking about Ed Zomim, by the way.
Yes.
It was not talking about a damage. It was talking about the guy came into bed, he testified, so-and-so damaged his friend. Two witnesses come along and say, what do you mean? You were with us. So therefore, those two witnesses now have to pay what they were trying to do. They were trying to take the guy's hand. They said he damaged the hand. So therefore it says, yad biyad. They pay something that is transferred from hand. Look at Ashi. Yad gabe ed zomim ketiv. V'ashmin di'imayid b'ish polit shekita yad havero. If they testified against the guy that he cut his friend's hand off, mishalem mamon hanitan miyad liyad. So you see what? The damage payment for hand is what? Money. Ela me'ata regel beregel name hachihu. So what do you tell me? Regel beregel is also that? Foot to foot, what's that mean? Hand to hand, you can say it's money. But regal to regal, what do you mean? You pay money with your feet. Amre, the better be chaya. Kray yitera kadarshe. We have an extra derasha over here, extra words. Mechti, kiti ba'asitim lo, kashir zemam nasut la'achiv. It says in the pasuk, what? You do to the edim, so mean what they tried to do to his brother. Isla kadadak mamash. Now, if you're going to learn that it's mamash, what they tried to do, yad biyad lamali. What do you have to tell me yad biyad? We know that already. Shma mina mamon, which means from the extra pasuk yad, it's extra. I don't need yad biyad because it says already vasitim lo kasher zemam la'asot. You do what he tried to do. He tried to do mamash. So therefore, it's a superfluous yad biyad. A hand for hand, and that must be yad biyad is extra. Teach me what it is indeed.
Money.
So the Gemara says, okay, good. But then what about the rest of the pasuk? Regel beregel la mani. I didn't chetiv yad biyad. Chetiv regel beregel. No, like we said above. And once already, you tell me yad biyad. So to keep the pasuk flowing, regel beregel, all that, but really there's no derasha on those words. Abaye omer, Abaye comes along and says, another derasha, atya, another proof, atya, we know it, medetani debechaskiya, detanya debechaskiya, ayin, nefesh, tachat, nefesh, it says, eye for an eye, right? And life for a life, velo nefesh ve'ayin, tachat, ayin. And not a nefesh ve'ayin for an eye. It's eye for an eye, nefesh for nefesh, but not both for one. What is that referring to? So Gemara is going to explain. And if you're going to tell me that what? Eye for eye means literally. Zemin demashkachat le ayin ve'nefesh tahat ayin. I can give you a case where a guy knocks out his eye, and it'll be really literal. You have to give him two punishments. How? The bahade the avid le trying to blind them. Nafkale nishmete. The guy's neshama went out.
Yeah.
So there he was damaging intention to blind them. By the time that he blinded him, he's killed him also. So therefore, the pasuk comes and tells me what? Oh, ayin tahat ayin, velo ayin venefesh tahat ayin. So Gemara says, because if you're going to tell me it's mamash, eye for eye, yeah, I would have a scenario that I would think that I need a dirashat to come and exclude and say you don't get both. So therefore, it's a proof that maybe ayin for ayin is indeed literal. So comes the Gemara and says, well, my kushya. What's that mean? That's not a question over here. Which is really, I'll tell you. Let's go back again. Let's go back again to the Drasha. It's a reverse. According to Abaye, came along and said, eye for an eye. That's one pasuk. Nefesh ta'a nefesh, soul for soul. Velo nefesh ve'ay ta'a ta'a, which means the chovel is not obligated to pay for the eye plus the nefesh. Ela, the nefesh alone and the ayin. Alone, which is he pays for the ayin. If you're going to tell me it's mamash, that's eye for an eye is mamash, then do what I mean. I can give you a case. I can tell you that he has to pay for both. In a case where, let's say, as I said, was blinding him, he knocked his, he killed him at the same time. Eli comes and Abaye comes along and says, no, it's eye for an eye, meaning it's money. And nefesh for nefesh, and obviously, if he killed him, so it's nefesh for nefesh. But there would no habamina to say that it would be more than that. It's only a monetary payment. So comes the Gemara and says, well, my kusha, well, what's the problem? Really, I could tell you it's eye for an eye. So you can ask me a question. What do you mean? Eye for an eye? Maybe at the time you're going to kill him, you're going to take his life. So what are you going to do in that case over there? So he says, Dilma mimad amdinan le imatse mekabel amdinan vilo matse mekabel lo avdinan, which means like this. Let me be clear for you. Let's say the guy knocked out his friend's eye. Okay? So we're saying it's mamon. Let's say it was literal. Knock out the guy's eye. Now let's say, by knocking out the guy's eye, you're going to kill him. The damager. Mm-hmm. The damager. Whatever it is, he's going to die by taking out his eye. So the Torah comes along and says, no. I ain't the eye. Nefesh not nefesh. Separate items. But not, if you take an eye, you don't do both. Okay? So the Gemara says, and if you're going to tell me that it's that's literal, so how are you going to have a case over here? You have a case what? Where the guy knocked out his eye, and he's going to knock out his eye in the nefesh? Ela must be talking about the case, talking about where you're paying mamon. Give me a case over here where you're going to do both. So comes the Gemara and says, no, I'll tell you the case. The case is talking about the I mean the matzimika. So talking about where you gave him an umdina. Was an umdina? You assessed him, which means before you take out the guy's eye, you assess. Can the guy handle it? If the guy can handle it, good. Take his eye out. If the guy cannot handle it because you think he's going to die as a result, you don't do it. The matzimika ayin is literal. The mamash, and you make an assessment before. So Gemara says the I amdinan the matzimika bel the avdinan be. So the Gemara says, let's say he assessed him. And the guy that told you, you know what? He can handle it.
Yeah.
Okay? He can handle the eye gouging. And that's going to happen. Then what ended up happening?
He died
as a result. Imayit limut. Now, what are you going to tell me now? If he dies, let him die? What's the Gemara's question over there?
Because you assessed that he wasn't able to handle it.
Right. Which means, how are you going to assess it over here? Which means, if the guy dies,
you did a life and an eye.
Right.
And an eye.
Bottom line, you did both. The Gemara says you can't do both. Let's say you made a mistake in the assessment, or you assessed him one way and something else happened to him. Milo tenan gabim malkut. What's the case of malkut? Amdu umet. Let's say the bet din gives a guy from a certain amount of malkut. The doctor has to come in first and assess him that he's able to handle without dying. Amdu, they assessed him, bemet, and then he died. Tahajado, patur. So the Rebbe is going to the one that did the malkut is patur from galut, which means you cannot learn over here that the payment is a monetary payment. Let's go review this last whole derasha. All these braytot all have one thing in common. We want to prove that what eye for an eye is money, and then the Gemara comes along and rejects it and challenges it. So let's see this challenge over here. Gemara started off in this braytah. It's of Hezkiah, actually. It's an eye for an eye, and nefesh for tahat nefesh. And what was the derasha? Velo nefesh ve'ayin tahat ayin. But not two things for the eye that he knocked out.
Yeah.
Oh, so the Gemara said again, I'm reading again. And if you can tell me that eye for an eye is literally speaking, zimnin de mashkachat la ayin venefesh tachat ayin. Right? I have a case of ayin venefesh tachat ayin. In which case, the ba'adid avile, the time that he blinded him, nafka le nishmete. That his neshama went out. And that's going to be a problem.
Because
now already you transgressed what the Torah said.
Yeah.
So therefore must be, it's monetary. Because if you're going to go with that much gouging, it's possible that you're going to gouge the guy and he's going to die. And then what? You transgressed the Torah. So must be it's money. Who said? Maybe it's talking about where we assess them first. Before we take the guy's eye, we assess him. If he's going to can handle it or not. My kushat. The Gemara says, wait. And let's say you assessed him. And he still died. And he died. Let him die. That's it. Didn't we learn by Malkut? And therefore, you cannot bring it a ayah that it's mamon. Really, I'll tell you, it could be, it is indeed ayin ta'at ayin. And what? We're talking about you made a assessment. And if the guy died, the guy died. Just like my Malkut, if the guy dies, the guy dies. So I'm not worried about your concern. Your concern was what? Oh, it can't be. I said the guy dies. He transgressed the Torah. Yeah. Let him die. You assessed him. And the guy's been patur. So I get back to the square one. Maybe it's literal.
What if you assessed him and he couldn't take it? Then what are you
going to
do?
No. That's good. That's good. Then only, do I.
Yeah.
Then do nothing. Then do nothing.
Then
it's patur. Because Torah says ayin ta'at ayin is literal. And it'll be mishpat ahat. When you can do it, like we said, you do it. When you can't do it, you can't do it. Right? If shalom, if shalom. Comes the Gemara and says, "Rav Zavid, Meshemed Rav Amar Amar Kera." Continue giving the drashot over here. Pesa tachat pasa. What's that mean? Wound for a room. Liten saar bimkom nezek. Or from the word pesa tachat pasa, we learn the drasha here. That what? That bimkom nezek. That she says, "Alfa pish yesh sham tashlumei nezek." Even though you paid for the arm, let's say, like we said in the Mishnah. Mishalim afatzar. You have to pay for the pain as well. Umikra yitira kaderish. That kativ kiviyah ta'at kiviyah. Since already, burn for a burn. Lama li petza ta'at patza v'kiviyah v'chaburah medashkam. Which means you have, the pasuk actually says, petza ta'at patza, kiviyah ta'at kiviyah, chaburah ta'at chaburah. So all these words are extra.
Yeah.
Bottom line, whatever you did, you're going to get. So the extra words of petza ta'at patza, we learned that what? Even though you paid for the arm, you also have to compensate him for the pain. The ta'at. And if you're saying, well, you gotta use mamash, the guy knocked the guy's eye off. So you take his eye out. What are you talking? What does he have to pay for the tzar for? He got it. Well, you took his eye out, he also got the same tzar.
Yeah.
If you're learning it literal, the tzar is there when you gouge the guy's eye out. Which means, it depends. Could be a guy's a little more delicate or finicky. He has more tzar. Another guy does not have more tzar. So if we have to make an assessment of it, as she says, right? Nafkamina, the Gemara. Continue one more line, the Gemara. Lemay nafkamina, lemetav le he'ach de beni bine. You have to pay him the difference over here. Which means, let's say, the guy gouged somebody's eye out. Oh, you gave him sa'ad. Oh, ayin ta'at ayin. You got to gouge the other guy's, the damage's eye out. Oh, and he has to pay for sa'ad. What do you have to pay for sa'ad for? Because could be that sa'ad, he doesn't get sa'ad, this guy. And therefore, he'll have to compensate the difference of the sa'ad that he gave and the sa'ad that he got. But in economic, I can tell you really, it's literal. Yeah. And the money that we set for the sa'ad is the difference.
Yeah.
Right? The beni bini. So again, all rejecting. Every time we're trying to prove that it's mamon, the Gemara goes back and says, no, it still could be literal. What do we learn from that? Even though you paid for the nezek, you still have to pay for the guy's doctor's bills. If you're learning mamash, which means, what does that mean? If you're doing already, you're knocking the guy's eye out, you paid it already. Just like he pays medical bills, you're going to pay medical bills.
Your own medical bills.
So therefore, you compensated, but you're getting punished for that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it cannot be literal. It must be talking about money. That's why you have to pay the guy's medical. Because if you're doing it to him, He's got to pay for the doctors as well. My kushya, that's not a question. Which means some guys heal better, some guys don't heal better. Quicker. As she says, he has mahir. Again, you have to make a difference. Which is really, I'll tell you, it's eye for an eye. This guy damaged, the guy's eye, he's slow healing. It's cost him $10,000 to repair it. This guy, they gouge the damage his eye out, he has good healing. Only cost $4,000. That's what the Torah is saying, but I put you in a pig, I gotta pay the $6,000 difference. So maybe he really is eye for an eye. Rav Ashi Amar. Oh, so now we give the final proof. Because all these proofs over here were rejected. So Rav Ashi comes along and says, Atya, tachat, tachat, min shor. We have a gezerah shava, tachat, tachat, from shor. Ketiva achat. It says by Adam Amazik, Rechovel, ayin, tachat, ayin. Tachat, it says. Right? Uchtiva atam. It says over there by a shor that damaged the shor. Shalem, yishalem, shor, tachat, the shor. Right? Pay shor for a shor. What do you mean? Pay a shor? Ma, la, lan, mamon. Over there by the shor, it's mamon. Afkan, mamon. It's very good. It's money. Tachat, tachat from shor. My hazit diya laf, tachat, tachat, mishor. Who told you to learn tachat, tachat from shor? Ni laf, tachat, tachat, me adam. Learn tachat, tachat from adam. What does it say? Dichtiv. Venatata nefesh, tachat nefesh. Life for a life. Ma'alan mamash, afkan mamash. Take a limb for a limb. Amre danin nezakin menezakin. Judge damages the damage. Ve'en danin nezakin memita. Adraba, on the contrary. Danin adam me'adam. Judge man to man. Ve'en adam me'ma. Elam arav Hashem. No proof. Mitachat asher ina. Okay, what is that pasuk talking about? That is talking about somebody that, right, goes with a betula, ones, he rapes a betula. So the pasuk says, "V'natana isha shochev ima la'biya na'ara hamishim kasef." He's got to pay 50 kasef. Tachat asher ina. So just like over there, it says tachat and it's mamon. So therefore, Adam me Adam, it's Adam me Adam. Then izikim. It's perfect. It's Adam damaging an Adam. The guy raped the girl that's Adam, that's Nizikim.
Yeah.
And what? Then. It's made to a man. And it's a stachat. If it's perfect proof. Just like over there when Adam is Mazik Adam. By Nizikim, he pays money. So too, tachat by regular Nizikim pays money. So that's the proof. Tachat, tachat, me asher. In Tanya, we have the right to be there. So made ayin, tachat, ayin, mamash. Oh, mamash al-kadadach. Rabbi Eliezer, let the kechol hani tanae. Why he doesn't know like all the above tanae that they all learned that it's talking about mamon? Amar Rabban Omar she'en shamin oto ke'eved. All he meant is that you don't evaluate the damage like an eved. Amar le abaye ela keman keben chorin. How do you want to evaluate him for ben chorin meit le deme? Ben chorin doesn't have a value. Eved has value. How much is he worth on the market? אלא אמר רב אשר אומר שאין שמין אותו בניזק, אלא במזיק. Which means you don't damage, assess the damages בניזק, אלא on the מזיק side. What does that mean over here? Which means you evaluate the חובל, the damager, how much he is valued to be sold as an עבד, and how much would he be valued if he lost his eye. It goes on the devaluation of the chovel, not the nechbal. Which means, ayin ta'at ayin mamash, it's mamash meaning, you evaluate as if the mazik's eye came out. How much would it be worth before, and how much would it be after? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, elu b'mazik, eno shel mazik shayminan, kama hu shaveh l'mechir akshav, וכמה הוא יפה בלא עין, והיינו ממש, אינו של מזיק נשמת עד אינו של נזק, that's ממש. So big machlok, everybody owes us money. Question, whose eye are you calculating? Mm-hmm. The eye of the mazik or the nizak? Rabbi Eliezer, who is this? Rabbi Eliezer holds, it is the eye of the mazik. There was a story of a hamor. He cut off the hand of a child. He came in front of Rabbi Shmuel, Amar lehu, zilu shumule. Go and evaluate the child. Arba'ad varim. The four items that a person is hayav to pay. Okay? Amal Rabba, Banan Hamishatinan. What do you mean, four? Mishnah says there's five damages. Amal Lebar Minezek Ka'amina. Which means, besides Nezek. Which means, for sure, you have to pay for Nezek. Lebar Minezek Ka'amina. Amal Abaye, Vea Hamoru. Which means, this is a Hamor that damaged. The Hamor, Enu Mishnah, Ela Nezek. You don't pay four things, only Adam and Mazik. Not Hamor and Mazik. Amalu Zilu Shumule Nizke. Okay, so then just go damage the pay for damages, assess the damages. What do you mean? You have to evaluate as Eved. How much is worth with the arm? How much is worth with the without the arm? Amalu Zilu Shemu Kavda. Okay, go evaluate him like Eved. Amalu Abu Dinu Ka Lo Baina. The father, the kid, does not want the Zila Be Milta. It's a zilzul. It's a degrading thing now. You have to go to Beti now. They're gonna evaluate his kid as an eved. That's embarrassing. Which means you're causing hefset to the kid. By the father not allowing the child to be assessed, you're causing a hefset. Amalehu echigadil mefaser alamidi. He said, "Don't worry." The father will said, I'll take care of him when he gets older. Don't worry about it. You worry about the money I'm going to cause him to lose? When he gets older, I'll compensate him. Okay, that's the Gemara. Good, Ashi. Yeah, which means the father has a right to come along and say, I don't want the kid to be evaluated as an Eved. Degrading. I'll put you the money. I'll take care of it. I'll pay him when he gets older. I'll give him the money. So he won't lose out anything. Okay. Look at Ashi says, V'hakam hayet liyinuka, Ashi. Atahav umiriyalo. Right, you cannot be mohel on the kid's damages because it's costing him money. That does not mean it belongs to the tinoku. Okay, comes the next one. Ha'u Torah de alas yedid yinuka. What happened?
Chewed off the hand.
Chewed off the hand of a child. I mean, they came in front of Rava. Amalehu zilu shaymuhu ke'avda. Okay, go evaluate him, assess him as an eved. You yourself was the one that said that any type of payment that is assessed through evaluation of how much is Eved, you don't collect this in Bavel. Which means it's like a Knas. And we don't connect Knas, we don't collect Knasot in Bavel. So Gemara says, which means you have to know the price. We cannot posek that child could gets paid, but if he takes it, you don't take it out of his hand. Which means halacha says in Bavel, you don't posek pay. This is done only for Eretz Yisrael. Any evaluations only done in Eretz Yisrael would have this the high level hakamim that had semicha. So what do you have to evaluate him for? Because in case the kid takes the money without permission of Beit Din, once he takes it, he takes it. You cannot take it out of his hand. So you have to know the value just in case he takes it. No, he doesn't have to return it. Not in case he takes more.
Yeah.
Then he would have to return it. Exactly. That she says, the alas, la asfe kasas, he chewed. Kola nishom ke'eved. Hu ilbe davar she'en katsuvu. Because it's not a set price. You only collect things in Babil that are set price. Here it's an evaluation. But you have to know the price, because if he takes, we have to know if he takes a little more, I'll have to compensate more. Rava leta'ame, the Gemara comes along and says, what's the reason why in Bavel they do not judge these cases like in Eved? Rava leta'ame, ta'amar va nizke shor beshor. Why that's damages? What a short damage is a short. In this case, short be Adam, that a short got damaged. A man damaged the short.
Mm-hmm.
She says that. In this case, short be short. In this case, short sheba ulo al yedei short. In this case, short be Adam. In this case, sheba ulo short al yedei Adam. Right. The short damaged the short, or Adam damaged the short. Govin oto bevavim. That you can collect. It seems that's a set price. In this case, Adam be Adam. V'nizke Adam b'shor, where shor damaged. And Adam, en guvin oto bevavel. Why? Because this assessment is not conclusive. You have to assess the guy, how much he's worth, how much he's not worth, right? The devaluation. But,
The penalty.
Right.
I don't think this is an adjudication about that.
So the only reason why he told him to assess it is if the kid takes it. But we're not going to assess it as a deed. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Which means if the guy comes to Beit Din, we're not going to say, you have to pay. Mm-hmm. We'll say, assess, but we're not mandating to pay it. Just in case the guy's tofes,
he'll have the right to keep it.
He takes the right to keep it. Okay? So Yom Rav says, Ma'i she'na niske adam be'adam v'niske adam be'shor de'lo. What's the reason when a person damages a man, or a shore damages a man? What's the reason why you don't collect it in Bavel? Elohim ba'inan. Because the pasuk over there says it has to be judges, and judges have to be simuchin, judges that have simicha. We don't have these type of judges in Bavel. This case, shore b'shore b'shore b'adam. When a shore damages a shore, or a adam damages a shore, name Elohim ba'inan. It also says in the pasuk, Elohim. Ela mai shena shor veshor veshor beadam. Ela, what's the reason why it's different? With shor veshor and shor beadam, tishlichutayu ka'avdinan dehava ahodaot ve'alvaot. Which means, you know why we could judge the cases when a shor damages a shor, even though it says Elohim? We are we rabbis in Bavel are the representatives of the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. They give us samchut. They give us the ability to make the judgments. Just like we're able to oversee cases of halvaot, of loans, and things like that, and other cases of monetary. So therefore, similarly, we're the messengers of the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. So too, Adam ba'adam ba'adam b'shor, shlichutayu ka'avdina, midinah bi'ahodot ba'alvaot. Which means, for that matter, on all assessment cases, where an Adam damages an Adam, let us make the cases in Bavel as Shilichim. What is a Shilichim? Bezus HaKadashi. She says, Elohim ba'inan. Dehakunu b'parashat ela mishpatim ketivi Adam ba'adam v'chi ribun Adam b'shur v'chi yigach u'bahi parashat ketiv ada Elohim yavod devar shenehem. Okay, so when it says Elohim, it's referring to all these cases over here. So the Gemara is saying, for the same reason you tell me you cannot judge Adam ba'adam because it says Elohim, by Shor b'shur also says Elohim. So the Gemara, look at the next Rashi. Midi dehavi avodot v'halvaot. De'amar perek kamad esemirin de'lo ba'inan mu'chin. Over there, when it comes to a guy, let's say, to loan money, if he knows he cannot go to Beit Din to get his money back, he's not going to lend money. So they allowed the rabbis of Babel to judge those cases. How? So we come along and say that they're working as messengers from the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. Look at Ashi. De'lo ba'inan mu'chin, shlo t'ra'ot de'lo b'fnei lavin. Hoda'ot. What's the case of hoda'ot? Admissions. He brings two witnesses that come along and say what? Shamu befanenu hodalo. Right. Which means, guy brings two witnesses and says, listen, we're testifying, the guy admitted that he owes the money.
Yeah.
Reuven admitted he owes $1,000. How do you know? Here's two witnesses. Now again, if you're not going to accept that in Bavim, nobody's going to lend money again.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, and what's the mechanics, how we let them judge those cases? So we say the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael gave them permission.
Yeah.
So just like they gave them permission for this, so that and you have to say that by a regular shor b'shor case, because it says the word Elohim did, they need to be judges. And then you say, no, the rabbis of Israel gave them permission, like hoda'ot and hoda'ot. So therefore, shor b'adam or adam b'adam also say, the rabbis gave them permission, let them judge it in Bavel. Amre, ki ka'avdina shalichutayu b'midi dekim lebegaver. Things that are certain and set. But items that we don't know, like evaluations and things like that, which means, $100, the guy's saying the fixed price. We know what the price is.
Mm-hmm.
But once already Beti needs to calculate, then already it's a different story. So then when Adam gets damaged, you got to how much he was worth before, how much he was worth after, that already the rabbis did not give us some chut to the rabbis of Bet, of Bavel. That she says, another answer. I'll give it questions. Amre, shor beshor, beshor beadam, name lokim lebegaveh. It's also true. Shor damage is a shor. Don't you have to assess the damage? It's also an assessment. It's not a fixed price. If a shor damage is 100, you have to assess it. Ela, puk hazeh hecha mizdabne Torah beshuka. And then what are you going to say? How are you going to calculate? Go to the ox market. And you see how much an ox like this
is sold. So the same thing. Adam ba'adam ba'adam b'shon nameh. Pukhazeh echem izdabneh. Abdeh b'shukah. Go to the marketplace and see how much ever is sold. Which means just like you're letting the Beit Din of Babel assess the ox's price by going to the market. Let them assess the person's damage by going to the market. Ve'od, tashlum kefeh, v'tashlum arba v'chamisha, dekaitzeh, na'avit shlichutayu. And we learned earlier that in Bavir they don't judge kefil cases, and they don't judge arba'a v'chamisha. Why not? That's set. Which is, according to your answer, we have two questions. You want to go to set? Number one, kefil should be judged in Bavir. We know we don't. And tashlum arba'a v'chamisha should be judged in Bavir. We know we don't. Number two, what's the difference? The way you're letting a shor b'shor, letting the Beit Din go to the market and figure it out, so do the same thing by Eved. So Gemara says, okay, different. We're going to give a different hiduk. Amre, ki ka avdin an shlichutayu b'mamona. When does Beit Din in Israel give the rabbis of Babel permission to make Beit Din? That's when it's a monetary. But not when it is a penalty. So that answers why kefil, no. That answers why arba'a v'chamisha, no. But it's not going to answer adam be'adam. Adam be'adam, that's not a penalty. You're paying money because she mamash damaged. So give us the next question. Adam be'adam, the mamona un'avit shli'otayu. Adam be'adam, it's mamona. Kikavdin shli'otayu b'milta d'shchiha. Oh, adjusted better. Only on things that are common. Chor damages. That's a common item. Adam be'adam de lo shkia, but an Adam damaging an Adam, which is not matsui, lo avdina shli'utayu. No, not common. He only gave us permission of hoda'ot, halva'ot, mamona de shkiyach. But mamona de lo shkiyach, the rabbis did not give some chut. Ovare boshet upegam. De shkiyach na'avit shli'utayu. What's the case of boshet upegam? Na'ara betula, let's say. She's a virgin girl. She was seduced or raped, okay? Now, besides the other tashlumim, he also has to pay for the humiliation, depending on the family and things like that. And the pigam, because now she has depreciated in her status to be sold as a shifha. Okay? Seems a bitulah gets sold for more.
More money. Well, a guy can sell his shifha for more money, if she's a betulah, if he wants to marry her off, he can get more money later, the master. So therefore, the father can sell it for more money. So therefore, that's boshet and pegam. Boshet is the busha that you gave to the family by this betulah situation. And the pegam is the pegam that now she's a betulah, she's worth less. And it seems to Gemara saying, that is shkiyah. That is a monetary compensation that is prevalent. How come you cannot do that in Bavir? Look at Ashi.
Pegam, shayach be'ones, u'mefateh, v'hu b'mkom nezik. That's the incentive of the nezik. The omdim, kam adam rotsi liten ben shefcha betula, lebe'ula, lehasi'a le'avdo. Sheyesh lo kol atruach memenu.
Right, which means, person will give the shefcha to his eved, but I guess it's he has more value if she's a betula than a be'ula.
Amma mamonahu, lefchateh mekaspa, boshet lav kenasu, shene en katsuf, ena lefiyah mebayesh v'mebayesh.
Right, and boshet is not a knas either. Boshet is, we learned in the Mishnah. Knas means it's a set price, 50 shekel.
No,
he goes according to the one that got embarrassed, the family reputation, things like that. So it seems these cases were common. So the Gemara is saying, how come you don't pay to judge those cases in Bavir?
Amre, achename, you're right. Dara papa, agbe arba me azuzeh, the boshet.
Yeah, he did it. He collected 400 zuz in a boshet case in Bavir.
Jesus, achename, who says you don't do it? Yeah, there was a case over there where somebody embarrassed somebody, pulled his hair off, pulled his ear, and he took it, which is bullshit cases. I'll pay them, Bavin.
It's common, people embarrass each other in different ways.
You'll pay it. And Pegam is by the owners in the Fateh, you'll pay it.
Fine.
Okay, what I says. We know the halakha does not follow the papa. The shalach le Rav Chasdan Rav Nachman. ושלח לחזדה חזדה כנסה כאן מגביל בבבל which means רב חזדה sent to רב נחמן it seems רב נחמן was collecting בושת שלח לרב חזדה לרב נחמן רב חזדה wanted to know if he can collect בושת in בבל so רב חזדה sent to רב נחמן can I collect? so he sent to רב חזדה Can Saika make me the Babel? What are you collecting? Collecting in Babel? We don't collect boshen in Babel. The Gemara calls it knas, but it's really not a knas. You compensate. So you see, we don't go like that, Papa. So Gemara says, so then we're back to the question. What's the reason why? Shor be shor you pay, and Adam be Adam you don't. And don't tell me that what? Shkiyah and not shkiyah. Yeah. Because these cases are shkiyah, and still we don't pay them in. But then, Gemara gives the final answer. Okay, you need two things to judge in Babel. Number one, it's got to be shkiha, and it has to be a hasron kis, a out of pocket monetary loss. If it has one of the two, meaning shkiha velo hasron kis or hasron kis velo shkiha, we're not going to judge it. Now let's go through all the cases. Therefore, Adam be Adam. I forgot to eat pechasron kis. You damaged the guy. But what? Kevado shkicha. Lo avdin shlo chutayu. Bullshit. Well, that's shkiyah. I forgot the shkicha. Kevado lit pechasron kis. You just embarrassed the guy. You didn't take any money out of his pocket. Lo avdinan shli chutayu. No. You just embarrassed him. It's a compensation for the biyush. But it's not like you damaged him physically where there is a pechasron kis. So those are the cases. So you need both.
Gemara continues. Veshor, veshor, govin bebavil. We learned in the previous Gemara that if a shor damages a shor, so there's a payment, obviously, right? The owner of the shor has to pay money. So we learned earlier that that type of damages, we could judge it in Bavil. We learned in Bavil that we were limited on what type of cases the rabbis were able to judge. But shor, damaging a shor, was one of the cases where we said that they judged it in Bavil. So Gemara says, what do you mean? V'hamarava, shor shehezik en govin oto bebavil. He made a blanket statement, Rabbi. He said, a shor that damages, we don't judge these cases in Bavil. Da'azik man, who did the shor damage? Idema da'azik adam, if it's talking about a case, which is a more common case, that a shor damages an adam, ma'it idiya shor da'azik adam, afilu, which means like this, my idiya shor de azik adam. Why would you tell me a case of shor de azik adam, that a shor gores an adam, which is not so common? Tell me a more common case. Afidu adam de azik adam, name en govin oto bevavel. Tell me the better case. Tell me an adam that's mazik adam, which means it's more common that an adam is mazik an adam than a shor is mazik adam. So when Rava came along and made a statement, it's a shor shezik en govin. Shor shezik me. So about a shor shezik et adam, tell me a bigger hadush. Tell me even the case that's prevalent. Adam shezik adam, you don't collect in Bavel. Ela pshita, ela must be Rava was talking about the azik shor. Must have been shor damaged the shor. That's what Rava was talking about. The ketani en govin oto bebavel. Oh, and it clearly says what? You don't collect it in Bavel. So we're back to the question. How did you tell me earlier that shor that damages the shor, they did collect it in Bavel? We see the quote Rava, they didn't. Amre hatam betam hacha bemuad. It's a big difference, which means we know that in coming the damage of shor, there's two payments. If the shor gored the first three times, it's considered a tam. Tam pays chatzi nezik, pays half damages. After it gores already three times and it was warned, then it's considered a muad. It has to pay nezik shalem. We have a rule that chatzi nezik is a knas. This business that if it gores three times, the guy has to pay half damages. It's a penalty. And we have another rule that says, En govin kenasot bebavel, that in Bavel, the rabbis did not have the ability to enforce, to pay kenasot. So that's what Rava meant. Shor shezik shor en govin bebavel. He was referring to a tam, because a tam is considered a kenas payment. Mashaken a mu'ad, mu'ad was considered regular monetary payment. In a kramet, that would be paid in Bavel. So there's two cases of shor. You have shor tam, En govim bebabel, shor muad, ye govim bebabel. Comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean? Ve'amar Rava, en muad bebabel. What do you mean? But Rava made another statement. An animal can never become a muad in Babel. Why? Because to become a muad, it's got to be one, three times, meaning it has to be a tam first. And if you came to Tzad Atam, so therefore you have to warn it properly in Bet Din. So therefore, as she says, Tekevan de Menigiyachot de Tamut lo Maitinan le Bet Dina Hechimiyahed. Exactly. When it becomes a Tam, you don't bring it to Bet Din because there's no payment. So therefore, how did it become a Mu'ad? An animal only becomes a Mu'ad when you warn the owner in Bet Din. So what do you tell me that Mu'ad there is in Bavel? It'll never become a Mu'ad. Amre de Iyahed Hatam Vaitu Ha Lehacha. What did they do? Yeah, it became a Mu'ad in Eretz Yisrael. And then they brought the animal to Babel. That's the case. The case where it was Mu'ad in Eretz Yisrael, they brought it. That's not such a prevalent case. That's a far-fetched case. An animal became a Mu'ad in Eretz Yisrael, and they brought it to Babel. And we learned on earlier, U'miltad elo shkicha, and things that are not prevalent and common, Ha'amart, you told me already, delo avdin et shalichu tayu, which means, we do not judge these cases. Normally we judge certain cases in Babel as representatives to the rabbis of an Eretz Yisrael. But we're only considered representatives to the rabbis of an Eretz Yisrael on prevalent cases. You're going to tell me now a far-fetched case where the animal became a Mu'ad in Eretz Yisrael and then came to Babel. That's a far-fetched case. Such cases we don't judge. What else says, oh, you know the case you're talking about? No, it became a Mu'ad in Babel. How? The rabbis of Eretz Yisrael came to Babel, and they have the ability to make it a Mu'ad. So the Gemara asks, sof, miltad de lo shkichahi. Again, I don't care where it became a Mu'ad. Are you saying if it became a Mu'ad, that the rabbis of Israel came to Babel and made it a Mu'ad over there? Bottom line, it's still a case that is not prevalent. Ve'at amart miltad de lo shkichah, lo ka'avdir and shenichotayu. And you told me already earlier that cases that are not prevalent are not judged in Babel. So we're back to a simple question. You said earlier that a shor that damages a shor, they take the payment in Bavel, they judge the case, but Rava says no, and we don't have a scenario. Ela ki ka'amar Rava, b'shen b'regel, demu'adin mitchilatan ninu. You know what? You're right. When it comes to a shor, goring a shor, they don't take the payment in Bavel. Because there's no payment of knas for the tam. And it can never become a mu'ad. And if it did become a mu'ad, it's in a case that's not so prevalent. So what's the case that we said, shor, that was mazika shor, you pay in Bavel? It's talking about a damage of shor that's a mu'ad from the inception. There's certain damages of shor that from the first damaging, you already have to pay nezik shor. You don't need to go through the tam. What's the two cases of shor that's mu'ad from the inception? Shin and regel. What is shin and regel? For example, let's say an animal rubbed up against another animal. That's the hana'ah. It had hana'ah. And as it was rubbing against the other animal, it damaged it. Okay, that's considered shin. Shin is chayav mitachila. Or, as she brings another case, and the case of regel would be, where is the animal, let's say, pushed its friend. Sure, that was mezika shor. So that she says in both these cases, b'shin v'regel kamar kegon, shinet hachech b'havero l'anato, it rubbed against his friend for hana'ah, v'ziko, t'haynu todat d'shin, o shizika shor havero b'gufo, or damaged its friend b'gufo, derech hilucho, shedahafo, pushed it, v'lo kiven, and it did not have kavana. That's considered todat d'regel. So therefore, we have a case, if somebody's going to say, when does Bavel rabbis judge shor shezik shor in two scenarios. Shor that damaged in the capacity of regel, or shor that damaged in the capacity of shin. Give me the case. Shin is a type of damage that the animal has a hana'ah. For example, animal rubbed against, wants to scratch itself against another animal, and in the interim, it damaged it. That's a mu'ad mitachila, that you have to pay full damages immediately. That type of case we judge in Bavel. Or let's say the animal committed the nezik of regel. Regel is what? It's a damage with the body, but without kavanah lehazik. So therefore, for example, it pushed up against the animal, not with intention to damage, just was a crowded area, pushed up against it, and it damaged it. In those cases, they will judge them in Bavel. Good. Comes the Gemara, continues. Tza'ar. So we said in the Mishnah, kiva'o b'shfud o b'masmer. Okay. Now we get into a very, very important subject over here. We learned in our Mishnah that besides the damage of nezik that you have to pay, there is a damage of tzad. You have to pay for pain. The Mishnah gives an example. Let's say a person singed his friend, which means he burnt his friend on his nail.
Okay, that's a type of area over there that it'll heal itself. But bottom line, there was a pain. So that's considered a case of tsa'ar without nezik. Because there's no nezik over there. The nezik, the nail will come back. But there was pain over there. So we're learning from our Mishnah that even if there's only pain alone, even though there's no damage itself, you don't have to pay for the nail. It's not like a guy when he knocks his friend's hand off, you have to pay for the hand. Here, it's going to come back. The nail is going to regenerate itself. Good. So we have a shita from the Mishnah that says, tsa'ar is paid even where you're not paying for nezik. So the Gemara begins, the Gemara says, tsa'ar shelo bimkom nezik mishtalem. According to our Mishnah, we see that even if there's tsa'ar alone, without nezik, you pay for the tsa'ar. As she says, ki matnitin al tzipurno. Right? He damaged his nail, fingernail. Delo afchete. You didn't cause him a devaluation. Now, normally, if you knock a guy's hand off, of course he devaluates. He went up from being an eved that was worth $10,000, now he's only worth $2,000. But if you singe his fingernail, in the market, they're not going to lower his price. And still, the Mishnah is saying, but you have to pay for the pain that it's caused. So comes the Gemara and says, Mantana, who is the author of our Mishnah? Amar Rava ben Azayhi. It is indeed ben Azayhi. Detanya, we have a Braita. Now, in order to appreciate the following derasha, we have to know the pasuk that we're referring to over here. There is a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, by the laws of damaging, it says, Kiviya tahat kiviya, Petza tahat patza, Habura tahat habura. It says you have to pay for kiviya. Kiviya is if you burn somebody. The chavot is to burn. It says kiviya tahat kiviya. You have to pay for kiviya. Petza tahat patza is damages. If you cause somebody, let's say, a blemish. And habura tahat habura, if you cause somebody a wound. So we have three different situations. Al Gemara is going to analyze the two subjects, kiviya and habura. Kiviya is you burned somebody, and habura is you caused them a wound. So the Gemara says like this, Ben Azai and Rabbi are going to learn this pasuk differently. They learn like this, Ben Azai udetanya, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, kiviya ne'emra tehillah. Literally those words mean, it says kiviya first. Ben Azai Omer, Habura ne'emra tehillah. He says, no, it says Habura first. Now, we cannot misinterpret this Gemara. They're not arguing on what the Pasuk says. Everybody says it's Kiviya first. The question is, when it says the word Kiviya, how do I look at that word? So the B says Kiviya ne'emra tehillah, which means, well, but just saying the word Kiviya, it's talking about a type of burn where there's only a Kiviya, where there's no nizik. Which, for example, a case where you burnt, let's say, on the finger, on the nail. Whereas Ben Azai, when he looks at the word kiviyah, he says, no, habura ne'emra tehillah. It's a type of kiviyah that has a wound, that has a damage. That's the way they start off by looking at the word kiviyah. What does it imply? The Rabbi will say, kiviyah, when I look at the word kiviyah alone, kiviyah is kiviyah. That's just a burn without a damage. That's what I'm saying, you have to pay. And according to Ben Azai, no, when I look at the word kiviyah, kiviyah means any type of burn, even a burn with a damage attached to it. What is the mahloket? What is the base of the mahloket? Rabbi Savar, kiviyah delet pachavura mashma. When you look at the word kiviyah, kiviyah is mashma, just a burn without a damage. However, katav rahmana habura, that's why the Torah wrote the next word, habura tahat habura, legaluye ale, to reveal on what type of kiviyah we're talking about, the kiviyah de'it pehavura in, ilo lo, which means, if I just would have said the word kiviyah alone, it would have been just a burn without a nezik. The fact that the Torah says habura, habura reveals to me what kiviyah was talking about. Only a kiviyah that has a nezik. Ubin azai sava, no, kiviyah de'it pehavura mashma. Really, when I see the word kiviyah, it means a kiviyah burn with a habura. Katav Rahmana habura. That's the Torah wrote habura. Legeluye ale de kiviyah delet behabura. That's why the Torah wrote habura to tell me, no, even
If he just would have said kviya, kviya means a burn. Ben Azai's starting point is a burn even with a damage. Kviya even with a nezik. Oh, so no more need the word haburafo. If you tell me even a burn with a damage, damages is written. Habura comes and teaches me, no, that which I told you kviya is kviya even without a damage, which means kviya alone. So comes out, we have a fantastic mahlokat according to this between Rabbi and Ben Azai. Exactly how to learn. I repeat, Ben Azai is learning what? When I see the word kivya, kivya means every type of it. Kivya dafka with a habura. Kivya dafka with a nizik. For example, you burnt the guy's hand off or something like that. Oh, that's what the Torah says, habura. Habura is about a mamash nizik. So must be, this is nizik. What was kivya talking about? Oh, kivya must have been talking about damage without a nizik. Oh, that's amishnah. So that says that if you burn somebody's nail, so you're going to be hayav and tzad. Mashiach, according to the beat, he says, no, when I look at the word kiviyah, kiviyah means a burn alone. Oh, what does habura teach me? That no, that what I told you, kiviyah is a kiviyah that has habura. But a kiviyah that's only a burn, that's only a without a habura, you'll be patur. So Gemara says, so comes out Al Mishnah's learning, two things come out. Comes out Al Mishnah's like Ben Azai, which is a problem, because we'd rather make a Mishnah like Nabi, because Nabi was really the author of the Mishnayot. And second of all, the way you learned the Mahloket is, it's not Mashma in what they said. Why? Let me tell it to you outside first. Rabbi said, Kiviyan ne'imrat tehila. That was Rabbi's statement. Now, Kiviyan ne'imrat tehila literally means, when the Torah said the word Kiviyah, it meant Kiviyah alone. And then Habura changed it. So when you're saying the words kiviyan ne'imrat tehila, that's not his maskana. His maskana is changed when the word habura is written to tell me no, kiviya was written alone. It's only kiviya. Oh, habura comes to you. No, it's only kiviya with habura. So therefore, Rabbi, that language that you said kiviyan ne'imrat tehila is not your maskana. You don't hold that lemahase. So why did you say kiviyan ne'imrat tehila? You should have said kiviya b'habura ne'imrat. So therefore, the Gemara is going to challenge it on two standpoints. Number one, we don't want to make a Mishnah like Ben Azai. And two, the language that they said is not Mashma because they don't hold like that. Which means that which you say, Kiviyan ne'imrat tehila, is only in the Havamina. But once the word Habura is written, they really hold Kiviyan is only with the Habura. So why did you say Kiviyan ne'imrat tehila? It's really not. It's Kiviyan the Habura ne'imrat tehila. So the Gemara says, Matkif laraf papa adraba ibcha mistabra. Oh. It makes more sense to say the opposite. Rabbi Yomer kiviya ne'emrat techeila. What did he mean when he said those words? Kiviya ne'emrat techeila. Savar kiviya de'it pe habura mashma. Exactly. We know that what? That when it says the word kiviya, it means with a habura. Kiviya ne'emrat techeila. Katav rahmana habura. So that's why the Torah wrote habura legeluya ale de kiviya de'it pe habura. Which means when Rabbi made the statement, he meant to say that what? That all types of kiviyah. Kiviyah ne'imrat tehila, which he holds lema'aseh. Kiviyah ne'imrat tehila, meaning, Yamara, I read again. Rabbi Yomer, kiviyah ne'imrat tehila, savar. Kiviyah de'it ba chabura mashma. It's mashma, really, that what? That it's talking about even a habura, when it says the word kiviyah. To teach me what? The geluya ale. No, that the kiviyah that we mentioned in the beginning, the kiviyah de lit mehabura. And that's what the old Zabah said. Kiviyah de lit mehabura. And that's why his statement makes sense. Kiviyah ne'imrat tehila. Meaning only kiviyah. And if Amishnah is Rabbi, that only a burn alone, with tsa'ar alone, without a nizik. And Ben Azai says the opposite. Ben Azai omer, no, habura ne'imrat tehila. That's what he holds. That only a kiviyah with a habura. Why? Because that when you see the word kiviyah in the Torah, it's mashma kiviyah alone. Ketiv rachman achabas when the Torah says habura later on. Legiluya ale the kiviyah de'it behabura in ilo lo ve'amaskana kaime. Those words amaskana kaime is that Rabbi's statement kiviyah ne'imrat tehila is his maskana. He holds that it's only talking about a kiviyah, and Ben Azai's statement habura ne'imrat tehila is his maskana, that he holds only a kiviyah with a habura. And therefore,
comes out our Mishnah is going to be following the Shita of Rabbi. Let's review this outside now, which was the Gemara at a starting point. What was the Gemara's starting point? Our starting point is, you told me a case in the Mishnah, Tsar. What Tsar? You have to pay Tsar, pain. Didn't give me a case where the guy burnt the person's hand off. Burnt the person's hand off, then already, that's the damages you have to pay for the hand, you have to pay for the Tsar. The Gemara Mishnah gave an interesting case. You caused tsar on his fingernail. And that's a tsar without nizik. Because the fingernail will regrow. I don't have to pay him for the fingernail, that'll regrow back. So who's the rabbi that says tsar is paid without nizik? So the Gemara says, I thought to say ben azai. The Gemara says, no, it's no hak to say that Mishnah is ben azai. We're going to reverse it and say the Mishnah is going like Rabbi. Let's give you the bottom line. How's it like Rabbi? Torah says, kiviya tahat kiviya. Habura tahat habura. Kiviya is a burn, burning, kiviya, the chavot. Habura is mamasha, wound. So kiviya, basically the Torah is saying you have to pay for tsa'ar. If you burn somebody, you got to pay for the tsa'ar of the guy. And if you habura, you damage, you got to pay for the damages. Oh, so I got two things. I got tsa'ar of it, kiviya, and I got damages. So the Rabbi looks at the pasuk, he says like this. When I see the word kiviya, the word zmashma, you burn somebody where there was damages. It's a case of burning with damages. But wait, it says already damages by Hamura. So it must be Kiviya is talking about even without damages. Oh, he's the author of our Mishnah. Ben Azai looks at the word Kiviya. He says, no, Kiviya's mashma only in a case where there's tsa'ar alone. Oh, comes the word habura to tell me, no, only in a case where there is a habura with it. But in the case where there's tsa'ar alone, you don't have to pay. So therefore the Mishnah cannot be like Ben Azai. So it's a mahloket between Rabbi and Ben Azai, how to learn the Pesukim, and we're going to work it out that our Mishnah can be following the Shita of Rabbi. Comes Gemara continues. Iname, or I can say another option. Dekula alma kiviya ben deit behabura ben delet behabura mashma. Oh, I can tell you when I read the word kiviya in the Torah, it's all cases. Whether it's a case where there is a habura or there's no habura, meaning whether there is nizik or no nizik. Oh, ve'acha, so what's the machloket over between the B and Ben Azai? Bichlal ufrat hamiruhakim zemize kamepalge. Rabbi Savar en danin oto bichlal ufrat, uben Azai Savar danin oto bichlal ufrat. Okay, let's go back and review one of the 13 ways we doresh the Torah. One of the 13 ways we doresh the Torah is in a klal prat. How does a klal prat work? Klal prat works, you have a generality and then you have a specific. The law is the generality only includes what the specific is. It's a very narrow derasha. Klal is general, everything. But then this is a prat. En bichlal ela mashe beprat. The klal only includes what the prat is talking about. That's it. Nothing more. Now, in this pasuk over here, you can, if you wanted to, say there's a klal prat over here. Klal is what? The klal says, kiviya. Kiviya is mashma, any type of burn. Whether there is a nezik with it, whether there's no nezik with it, it's a klal. But then it says, in the next line, habura. Habura is a prat. Only a type of kiviya that has a habura. It's a klal prat. So if you learn a klal prat, then limit the kiviya only to a case of what? Where there is a habura. But if there's no habura, you don't have to pay tsar. But if you don't learn klal prat, so then already the klal is coming to include everything. Now, why wouldn't you learn klal prat? Because this is not a conventional klal prat. Because this is called the klal prat hamiruhak. Because there's something in between the words kiviya and habura. Petza, tahat patza. There's words in between. And therefore you have to learn, if you can learn a klal prat, you got to learn the klal is over here and skip over a couple of words in the pasuk and get to the prat at the end. So we're going to hold like this. Rabbi is going to hold. We don't make klal prats like this. You know, you don't make a klal at the beginning of the pasuk and the prat is all the way at the end of the pasuk with words in between. So therefore, when it says kiviyah, it means everything. It means ben, where there was a nezik, where there wasn't a nezik. That means even if you damage the guy in his fingernail, you have to pay for the tzad. Kiviyah means everything. Ben Azad is going to say, no, I got a klal prat over here. What kind of klal prat? Kiviyah is coming to include everything. Oh, but it's habura later on at the end. Habura means only a type of tzad where there was a habura to it. Oh, and that's a klal prat, even though it's meruhak, meaning it's distance from each other, still Ben Azai learns it. So that's an alternate way of making the Mishnah like Rabbi and hinging the Mahloket between them on how to learn a Klal Prat that is Meruhak. Now, according to Rabbi, however, we have one last question. Good, so Kiviyah means everything. Ben Nezek, Ben Habura, whether the Tzad has a Nezek to it or no. If that's the case, we don't need the words Habura to be written at all. Because if you're telling me, you told me everything already in the beginning. Kiviyah, you paid tsa'ar for the burn, whether there is a nizik, whether there's no nizik. What is habura coming to teach me? Bishlamah, according to Ben Azai, the word habura is coming to limit when I pay tsa'ar. I only pay tsa'ar when there's a habura. But according to Rabbi, that says you always pay tsa'ar whether there's a habura or not, that I learned from the word kiviyah, what is the word habura coming to teach you? So the Gemara says, v'chitem habura l'rabbi, lamali. Oh, that's the question. Gemara says, "Nedarim yeterim for extra payments." What does that mean, extra payments? So look at Rashi, the way Rashi learns. Nedarim yeterim, it's about 10 lines down in Rashi. So nedarim yeterim, de'i lo ketiv ela kiviyah tahat kiviyah. If it just would have said kiviyah tahat kiviyah, hava amrinam ben it pehabura ben let pehabura deme kiviyah meshalem, aval tarti lo meshalem. Wow. I would have thought that when a guy gives somebody tsa'ar, let's say on his fingernail, or even if he gives tsa'ar, let's say on another part of the body, whether it's tsa'ar, I would have thought just from the word kiviyah, you only pay for tsa'ar. You don't have to pay for nizik. Hadush. Kamash ma'an, the word habura, to say no, whether it's tsa'ar and nizik, you have to pay for both. For some reason, I would have thought that if a guy gives somebody tsa'ar, pay for the tsa'ar and you're covered, which is strange. But that's what I was saying to have, I mean, I was. That's why if it's just a word, it said kiviyah, I would say, you only pay for tsa'ar. That's why it says habura to teach me, no, where there's a tsa'ar with a habura as well, where there's pain and a damage, you have to pay for damim yatirim, you have to pay for, you have to pay for both. Let's read the top Rashi. Rabbi Savar Endani, hachan ami kiviyah ne'emra tehillah klal. When it says the word kiviyah in the pasuk, that's a generality. The kiviyah mashma ben sheyesh ima habura ben she'en ima habura. Right? The kiviyah includes all types of burns, all types of tsa'ar, whether there is a habura with it, whether there's not. V'yava habura samichle. Now, if the word habura would have been next to it, havi darshe habura prat, ve'en bechlal ela mashi beprat. And I would have learned the klal prat. Yesh ima habura in, en ima habura lo. Only for that habura. Hashta the ketiv petzah bentayim, but there's words in between. It says petzah tahat patzah. Lo daininan. Exactly. So therefore we don't judge it. So therefore the bee's not going to learn the klal prat. Therefore the kiviyah is referring to all types of tzahar. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.